And I need to add that Levingston at 27 is the youngest African-American director on Broadway. He directed Chicken and Biscuits, one of the 9 shows by black writers this season.
It is noteworthy that, as you said, there are going to be 9 plays on Broadway by black playwrights this season. Are these new measures, you think, what enabled that, or are there forces at work?
Well, those measures that we talked about are still in progress, but in the meantime, a bunch of nonprofit theaters that have Broadway houses are reopening with plays by black authors. And I think that's got to be, at least in part, a response to last year's protests. But in the commercial arena, producers are finding opportunities. You know, some shows closed during the pandemic, leaving several Broadway theaters empty. And some producers took advantage of that. That's how the play Passover by Antoinette Wandu played at the August Wilson Theater. And that's how Chicken and Biscuits, the comedy by Douglas Lyons, ended up in the Circle in the Square Theater. He told me he was thrilled to be on Broadway, but there's more to it.
I really think this could be a turning point in the American theater where we go, what kind of stories are we allowing to be seen? And I think Chicken and Biscuits specifically is breaking the mold of what style stories, what kind of laughter, what kind of comedy is typically in the space. And these characters are bringing representation. I've had little 16-year-old girls come up to me and go, I never thought I would see myself in a Broadway show. I loved that. That's powerful.